Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from Washington, D.C., up here in our nation's capital, helping the U.S. Chamber celebrate their version of Small Business Week, and that's one of the things I'll be doing while I'm up here and visiting. I'll be seeing a bunch of your friends, members of our Brain Trust. I'll be running into a number of them while I'm up here this week, people that you know pretty well because you've heard them on the show many times before, and I'll say hello to them for you. Jeffrey Zabar and I will not be seeing each other this week, though, because he's down in South Florida. Jeffrey, but he is one of our very important Brain Trust members, and you know him as the author of so many books on home-based business and teleworking that I couldn't bring all of them with me. Safe at Home and a number of others. He is a columnist for the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel. Many of you will see his byline all over cyberspace and maybe in a few other places. And he's the 2001 Small Business Journalist of the Year, and he's our friend. Jeffrey, welcome back to the show.
Always great to be here, and I always appreciate you having me.
Oh, it's good to have you here, always. And, Jeffrey, I know one of the things you have in your mind today is talking about prospecting. You know, for home-based businesses or for micropreneurs, people who have, teeny tiny companies, which I don't have a big company, still don't have a huge company in terms of, you know, total numbers of folks, but, a handful or so, maybe a little bit more. But I remember lots and lots of time that I spent as a little bit as a home-based business owner, like a couple of years, and then as a what you call a micropreneur, mm-hmm. just me, myself, and my computer.
There you go.
Even though I wasn't at home, I was in an office downtown, but I was all by myself. Prospecting was tough because, I mean, when you're prospecting, you're not producing anything,
right?
And you got to produce to be able to build, don't you?
Well, you know what, the farmer has to plant the seed in order to eventually reap the harvest, and so you obviously don't see the gains, but you got to be able to see past the whole growing season to realize what you're going to get out of it. And I think that's really an apt metaphor for what we need to do when it's a matter of getting out there and working the fields and working with people and realizing that sometimes not all of your field will come up and will blossom, and sometimes every meeting that you go to will not necessarily bear fruit, but you got to realize it's that fishermen drop. The more fish you want to catch, the more lines you drop in the water.
Now, wait a minute. Are we farming?
We're a bunch of mixed metaphors here today.
Are we farming or fishing? We got to get.
I'm a fish farmer, so we can work that way. I'm working on the salmon farm today, so I plant a lot of salmon and I hook them all up.
Jeff, one of the things that I remember very well is that I would be out of business. You know, in other words, I deliver all my work and I'd say, wait a minute, where's all my customers? And I'd have to go out and start prospecting. And I would do that. I would go out and I would prospect, and I was pretty good at it, or business was good. I don't know what, but I would come back with a sack full of business.
Right.
And it would be so much business though that I would spend my time producing that and working on it and delivering it, and it took all my time to do that. Maybe for a week or 2 weeks or a month.
Right.
And then I'd deliver it, and then I'd look around and I'd say, whoa, I got to go prospect some more. And it took me a while to learn how to work and produce and prospect and produce with one hand and prospect with the other hand.
Well, the lament of work is that often it comes in that cycle where it's prospect, get the gig, deliver the work, collect the money, prospect anew, maybe collect the money while you're prospecting anew. But I think there's a couple things that have come along in recent years that have helped you maintain that prospecting effort while you're working, and certainly the internet is one of those, where you always have a presence, whether it's a storefront or just a presence on the web 24/7. It's always out there.
Right.
And if you've done your, without getting too techie, if you've done your search engine optimization, if you've got your links out there, if you've networked with other like-minded individuals on the web so that your link is on their site and their link is on your site, then you're getting your exposure out there on the internet while you're sleeping or while you're doing other things. Additionally, you know, prospecting, as you're saying, prospecting and working and delivering are not mutually exclusive. So any time during the day, I may be on the phone with somebody. I got a call from somebody, an email from somebody on Monday who said, it's somebody I hadn't heard from in about 3 or 4 years, a major senior executive at, or a senior executive at a major company down here who left the company is starting his own thing and wanted to tell me what was going on. And I mean, that's in the middle of doing something else. And that was a seed I had planted, as it were,
right,
5, 6, 7 years ago. So you
right,
never know when these things are going to get hit.
Speaking of all that, see, and this is another thing, those of you out there who are fairly new, you're, let's say that you're less than 2 years old. You don't have a lot of seeds that have had time to mature yet in a lot of cases. Because, you know, you make an excellent point there, Jeffrey, because all the things that I said a minute ago were pretty much the world that I lived in for, say, my first year, my second year, and maybe a little bit of my third year in business. And after that, though, the people that I called on in the first year that didn't germinate, you know, they didn't pop out of the ground, for, you know, until my third year, well, I'd already done that prospecting.
Right.
So here I was working for, you know, delivering the work that I had worked hard to get, and then here comes a prospect that I didn't have to work on today because I did it 2 years ago.
Right.
I tell you, and what you wind up with is what's called the quantum leap theory.
Right.
You wind up, that's when your business takes off. Typically, my experience, Jeff, is somewhere around the third year or so, if you've done a good job, if you've worked hard and done a good bit of prospecting and delivered good services and products, about your third year, you get that quantum leap theory where the work that you do today gets compounded with the work that you did last year and the year before.
Right. And that's something we have to keep in mind always, is that the customer you already have is less expensive to retain and takes less effort to retain than to prospect a new customer out there. If you do good work, that's your best calling card. And so you should always focus on that, because a major project I'm working on right now is a result of the senior executive that I did some work for about 2 years ago has a brother at another company who needed some work done. So I did good work for the first guy. He's brought me back to do some more work, and he turned me on to his brother at another company.
Which brings us to an excellent point, something you and I have talked about a while back, Jeff, and that's the idea of referrals.
Right.
If you've done a good job, as you say, all those things, but you still have to kind of train your customers to do a good job with referrals, to remember
right,
you when somebody brings up a topic, they say, oh, wait a minute, I know a guy who can do that.
Exactly.
The referral thing, folks, that's all part of the quantum leap. You know what? You just got to spend time in your business to get to that point. I'm going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Zabar. I'm Jim Blasting Game. It's 20 after. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Jeffrey Zabar is our guest, and he's also our good friend. And by the way, folks, you can find Jeffrey a lots of places online, especially our site. You can find Jeffrey's deposited an incredible body of work on our site by being a guest on this show for I don't know how many times over the last 7 or 8 years, and also the articles he's offered. He has made available to us. You can find all that at my site. It's smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. I also would encourage you to check out Jeff's website. Jeff, go ahead.
Well, I just got to pause for 1 second and say, anytime somebody can say anything about my incredible body, whatever it is, I got to savor that for a minute. Because
body of work.
Oh, I thought you meant my incredible body. Oh, okay.
No, your body. I wouldn't go that far.
I was going to say it is approaching 42. If I have
my folks. Don't get carried away.
Let's not get carried away. That's an ugly picture here, guys. www.incrediblechiefhomeofficer.com.
All right. And folks, it's a good one. What about that newsletter? You send that out once a week.
Home office success story is still going out about once or twice or thrice a month. It's one of those things. You know, John Lennon said, "Life is what gets in the work." You know, life is what happens when you're in the midst of making plans. And right. I know you're easing. I get it with regularity between say 2 and 4 o'clock every Sunday. Gives me some afternoon reading. You know, just the
perfect
stuff.
Yeah, they actually
stuff.
Now Big Ben and they actually use it to set Big Ben now.
They use it to set the atomic clock.
The atomic clock, yeah, out in Boulder, Colorado. They're using it for that too. So it's
talk about regularity.
Jeffrey, we're talking about prospecting, and I think we covered that pretty good because I want to get you to shift horses. First, we're going to completely just buckle your seatbelts and pull it tight. We're going to completely shift horses now. Shift to another topic because hurricane season is coming up.
You got it.
And I want you to give us, you're one of our top technology guys, and especially for small offices, and I want you to talk to us about some of the things we can do to protect ourselves. And, you know, there's a lot of people listening who could be affected in our part of the world, in the United States. You got millions of people hundreds of miles inland.
Right.
Either one of the Gulf Coast or the Atlantic Coast, it could be affected by hurricanes.
Well, I think that's very quickly. I think that's the biggest misperception that was squashed over the past 2 to 3 years. 2 years ago, we had a hurricane that hit at Tampa and went across Orlando, a good 75 to 80 miles inland, and caused individual homes were taking $50,000 to $150,000 in damage. So we have to realize that infrastructure gets whacked 100, 200 miles inland. So whether you're from Maine to Texas and into Georgia and even Tennessee and up into the hinterlands and interlands of the country, you have to think about this stuff. And so I'm doing a story right now for the Sun Sentinel looking at small business hurricane prep. And a lot of those things are things that we have around us we just don't think of. So certainly having a wireless or cellular phone is important because sometimes the towers may survive when everything else hasn't.
Are you assuming that there are people listening who don't have a cell phone?
Well, you just got to think. Keep it charged before.
I'd like to meet that person, but
until about a year ago, that was me. Where I shared one with my wife, and I eventually spent so much time on the road. I said, you know what? I need my own phone.
And I berated you enough till you finally got one.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you just kept hitting me and made sure that they sent me all sorts of offers to do it. You got my
right,
my 14
year old
offer to do
it. And I'll tell you something else. I encourage people to go ahead and get one with email capability because
right.
You know when sometimes I travel. I don't bring my laptop because I can get updated with email with my BlackBerry.
Email's a great way, and it's also a great way to keep in touch with customers and clients in advance of a storm, after the storm if you have capability, air cards, wireless network cards for your laptop so that they run off the cellular network in case
right.
you don't have broadband, satellite phones, I know a company that just went out and bought 6 of them just to have on standby, and they'll get them going when it comes. Satellite broadband, if your business goes down, you can turn on a generator, hook up your satellite dish, although they need to be calibrated. So it's not something you just throw up, assuming it came down or you
right.
took it down for the storm. But if you don't have a wire coming into your home with service, satellite will be up there once the storm has cleared.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to use that. Certainly,
and the reason somebody might say, well, look, if everybody around you's been blown away by the storm, what do you care? Well, more and more folks, as ladies and gentlemen, as you know, more and more folks are doing business not in their immediate little marketplace. Right? They're doing it across the country. And so what's happening if you're think about your own business. Think about how you do business yourself. I mean, are all your customers right there handy? Are they nearby? Are they in your little town? Or are they maybe across the state or are they across the country? I think we may have lost Jeffrey I'm not sure we're getting back before we have to wrap up for this segment. But folks, think about some of this thing. And never mind the hurricanes. Look what happened at, what was it, Oklahoma that got hit by the, no, Texas. Texas got hit last week by tornadoes. I mean, never mind tornadoes. You got floods. You got lots of stuff. Maybe a fire in your block or in your building or whatever. Lots of reasons why you can use ways that you can use technology to help you have the maximum opportunity to stay in business when there's a disaster. And don't forget, maybe your customers may wind up relying on you in ways that they never relied on you before. So look at your technology, do a little inventory and assessment of what you've got and what you need in the case of an emergency. And we'll say goodbye to Jeffrey. Well, you know what, how important he is to us. He'll be back another time. Going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with a new friend, Leslie Schweitzer, with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.